ever heard of the Van Nuys Comic-Con?
Yeah, it's a dinky little convention where they sell collectibles and get sad D-list celebrities to appear. Why?
I got asked to sign autographs there.
That's awesome! Is this for Serial Apist?
Well, it could be for the Monkey movie, it could be my hemorrhoid commercial, the list does not go on.
When is it?
It doesn't matter, I'm not doing it.
What? Why not?
You just said yourself it's sad.
Yeah, but it's not pathetic, that's where I draw the line. Come on, we'll have fun.
I don't know.
You'll have nerds fawning all over you. If you don't love that, this marriage is in trouble.
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to meet some fans and make a little extra money.
Yeah. Wow, an appearance by George Lucas, his dermatologist. Oh, I want that autograph.
Oh, yeah.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
You know, with us living together, maybe we could think about having people over.
We have people over all the time. We have the maintenance people, the pizza delivery man, that UPS driver who feels the need to ask how parts of me are hanging.
You know what I meant.
All right, fine. Let's say that we were to entertain people. What type of gathering did you have in mind? Huh? A meal? Lunch? Brunch? Dinner? Afternoon tea? A formal tea? Is it a party? And if so, what kind of party? Is it a cocktail party? A Tupperware party? Is it a surprise party? Oh, I hope it's not a West Coast party, because according to the man on the radio, a West Coast party don't stop.
I'm sorry I mentioned it.
Oh, don't be. You get your hopes up, I knock them down. That's called teamwork. I felt a kick. There's a baby in there.
Oh, yeah, that's where I put it.
I know you're pregnant. I just never connected the idea of pregnancy and you actually having a baby.
Which MIT did you go to?
Oh, God, we are not ready to have an infant in this house. We don't have a crib. We don't have diapers. We're not baby-proof. Anyone can just walk in off the street and lift our toilet lids.
We have time to do all that stuff.
Do we? Look at you. Willy Wonka would roll you to the juicing room.
The next person kicking you will be me. Good night.
Are we even in a good school? Ah!
I warned you, and I did it.
What's all this?
Oh, everything we need for your autograph session. Headshots, markers.
Okay, Leonard, it's sweet you're excited about this, but it'll be a miracle if one person asks for my autograph.
Are you kidding? I once paid $20 for Theo Sasler's signature.
Who's that?
Oh, I don't even know. I just liked his name. Theo Sasler. And look at this. I even got a change maker. How much change you want, little lady?
Oh, there's so much I want to change.
Yeah, well, if it's a dollar, you're in luck.
What's going on here?
You expressed an interest in having people over, and I feel I dismissed it too quickly. So I took matters into my own hands, and I arranged a brunch.
Well, that's so nice. Who's coming?
Stuart, Bert from the geology lab, and Mrs. Petrescu from downstairs.
You mean the Romanian lady on the second floor?
Yes. Oh, fun story. She grew up with 10 siblings. Yeah. Or possibly penguins. Her English is atrocious.
That's an odd mix of people.
Well, Well, for our first time hosting, I thought it would be wise to conduct a trial run. You know, like how I practice for that Halloween haunted house by going into the bathroom at the bus station.
But you never went into that haunted house.
Yeah, you never saw what jumped out at me at the bus station.
Well, thank you, Sheldon. This is a fun surprise.
Oh, well, the real surprise is how surprised you are that I'm great at surprises.
Well, that's not a surprise at all. I mean, if I knew you were good at surprises, I would have expected the surprise and therefore not have been surprised. But as it is, I didn't know, and therefore my surprise should be unsurprising.
Don't get me all randy. Guests are on the way.
Hi.
Hey, Raven.
We went and did a little shopping for the baby.
Wait till you see the crib we found.
You bought a crib without me?
You're gonna love it.
Yeah, it's the highest rated one on the market. I wouldn't even call it a crib. I'd call it a fortress of solitude for babies.
Sounds expensive.
Okay, well, I may have gone a bit overboard, but you can't put a price on safety.
Though if you did, it's more zeros than you're expecting.
But it's the safest crib you can buy. And if you don't like it, we can return it.
Fine.
In our new minivan. Hey, what's for lunch?
You bought a minivan?
It's for the baby. And I didn't buy it. The dealer loaned it to me for a 24-hour test drive.
Though we did ding up the back pretty good with the crib, so you might have bought a minivan.
I don't want to drive that. It's such a mom car.
The guy at the dealership said they're not just for moms anymore.
Then again, he did think you were my husband.
They thought it at the ultrasound, why not at the car dealership?
Never been on this side of the table before. Feel powerful.
Really? Feel like I'm selling candy so our team can get new uniforms.
Okay, so it's $4.75 for a signed black and white and $9.95 for a color.
Right, why not $5 and $10?
I brought my money maker, let me shake it.
Hey, that guy's looking over here.
Oh, think he's your first autograph?
No, be cool, he's coming, he's coming. Hi.
Hi, I love your movie.
Well, thanks.
It has got to be one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Your love confuses me.
Would you like an autograph?
Sure.
Okay, who do I make it out to?
Daniel.
Hey.
I have to ask, were you trying to be that bad, or are you just a terrible actress?
That did not clear things up.
That'll be $4.75.
Keep the change.
Well,